Wait, wait, please. Wait.
Amen and amen. You all honor and praise and glory, O God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, I decree and declare we are rich, dear Lord. I decree and declare unity, O God. I decree and declare increase, O God. I decree and declare open doors, dear Lord. I decree and declare bills paid in full, O God. I decree and declare traveling mercies, dear Lord. I decree and declare the double portion of blessings, O God. I decree and declare innovative ideas, dear Lord. I decree and declare relationship healing, O God. I decree and declare generational curse being broken, O God. I decree and declare we are compassionate, O God. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge, dear Lord. I decree and declare we are perfect, whole, complete, and divine. I decree and declare the great harvest, dear Lord. I decree and declare the overflow, O God. I decree and declare debt cancellation, dear Lord. I decree and declare protection, O God. I decree and declare favor, O God. I decree and declare salvation, dear Lord. I decree and declare we are renewed in spirit, O God. I decree and declare oneness in you, dear Lord. I decree and declare divine health, O God. I decree and declare healing from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet. I decree and declare restoration, dear Lord. I decree and declare we are blessed of the Lord. I decree and declare blessings flowing in and through our homes, dear Lord. I decree and declare freedom, dear Lord. I decree and declare we are an overcomer, O God. I decree and declare walking in divine healing. Prophetess Darlene, can you open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
I'm going to go to the hospital.
And Father God, we just give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, Lord God. And we declare and decree that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and out of no sorrow. Father God, we thank you for the season of abundance, Lord God. We thank you for the elevation, Lord God. We thank you for the promotion, Lord God. We thank you for the open doors, Lord God, the opportunities, Lord God. We thank you for your supernatural favor, Lord God. We thank you for the season of miracles, Lord God. We thank you for the miraculous things that you're doing and that you're moving in our people into, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that you're just imparting in your people, Lord God, the discernment, the awareness, Lord God. We thank you for healing, for by his stripes we are healed, Lord God. We thank you for the declaration of the people who are sick to say that I'm healed, for the people that are poor to say that I'm rich, for the people that say that they are weak to say that they're strong, Lord God. We thank you for you being the light to our path and the lamp to our feet, Lord God. We thank you for giving us direction. We thank you for leading us. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, for the Comforter, Lord God, the Comfort, Lord God. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. We thank you just for the things that you're doing for us in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the new life. We thank you, Father God, for the birth. The new birthing, Lord God. We thank you for the latter rain, Lord God. We thank you for the harvest, Lord God. We thank you for the harvesters that you're bringing forth in your kingdom, Lord God. We thank you for restoration, Lord God. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you for completion, Lord God. We just thank you for the mighty things that you're doing in this earth, Lord God. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for we shall not be deceived, and you are not mocked. For that which we sow, we shall reap, Lord God. We thank you for this season, Lord God, that you're just imparting in us, Lord God, of your favor. We thank you, Father God, for the family, Lord God. We thank you for the restoration in the family, Lord God. We thank you for the thrones, Lord God, that the people are erecting for their families, Lord God. We thank you for the guidance. We thank you for your wisdom, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to continue to move forward in seeking your face, Lord God. We thank you for the grace, Lord God, the amazing grace, Lord God. We thank you for the tender mercies, Lord God. We just thank you for you being our shepherd, Lord God, for we shall not want, Lord God. We thank you for providing all that we need, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for just enlightening us, Lord God, and giving us insight, Lord God. We thank you for you being the source, Lord God. We thank you for the revelation that I and my Father are one, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, as we continue to walk in oneness with you, Lord God, and we just continue to know and walk in the space of just knowing that It is not us that lives our life, but it is Christ in us that lives through us, Lord God. We just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins. And I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and do not lean upon your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. I thank you, Father God, for this day. I thank you that I'm able to approach you to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you for restoration for your people worldwide. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the God of total healing for Meek Mills and the family of Edward Hawkins. And Ray J. Baker, Paul Nesbitt, Kevin Nesbitt, Pamela Washington, Marcus Fugates, Ronald Blake, Prophetess Tamlin Hodge, Mother Dorothy Myers, Anita Green, Pernell Applewhite, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Minister Stephen Bostick, Sade Wilson, Vivian Croswell, Anthony Lumpkin, the family of Aisha Cooper, Frank Tucker, Slaves in Libya, Harold Furs, Mother Mary Jordan, Michael Karn, Prophetess Alice Jackson, Hillary Thomas, Mother Betty Johnson, Lily Willie, the Hartley Brothers, and I love you, Lord. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their leadership. I thank you for all the knowledge that they continue pouring into us, and I thank you for giving them extra strength in this season. And I give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. I thank you, Father, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. I thank you for drawing us together once again, God, on this prayer line. And I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God, to reach out to people, to open up this prayer line so that people can come in. And thank you, God, for those who are on the line. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way, touch their bodies. Touch their minds, God. Prosper them. Give them health, oh God, and wealth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your love, God. And Lord, thank you for healing those who are on the sick list, every name that was called, God, and those whose names are not on the list, who might not have known how to get their names on the list, God. Look upon those people, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for your healing virtue that flows, God, when we reach out to you. God, you said the prayer of faith would save us and heal us. And thank you, Father, for that. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy, which is everlasting. It endures forever, oh, God. And thank you for each and every prophet on the line tonight, Lord, this morning. God, bless them, bless their families, their homes, bless the desires of their hearts, God, and bless them in their going and their coming, God. Bless them, and thank you for blessing them, God. Thank you for my healing also, Lord. And, Lord, we ask for you to bless the fledglings as they gather for tomorrow night to praise you, to pray. Thank you for those little fledglings who are learning to pray as their parents are teaching them, oh God. Thank you, Father. And thank you for forgiving us for our sins and for covering us with your precious blood, God. And thank you for the newness that you're bringing to us. Thank you, God, for healing. Thank you, God, for a transformation and new mindset, Lord. And God, I ask you also to remember our government, our president and his cabinet and all of those who are governing now, God. Touch their minds, God, and give them the way that they should go. Help them to hear you, oh God. Thank you, and Lord, I ask you also for a special blessing for your elderly people, God, and for the homeless, those who are without homes, Lord. Protect them, give them shelter, God. And thank you for your mercy and your love. I love you, Lord. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Psalm 70. Thank you, God, for we see that you are magnified in our life. You are bigger than anything, any situation in our life. There's no thing and nothing that you can't do because you can't fail, God. We glorify you. We love you. We lift and serve you, God. Thank you for giving us of our sins, Father God. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, God, for financial favor, and unexpected miracles in our lives. Money's tied up, released in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for open doors of favor and housing and job opportunities, Father God. We thank you, God, for we decree and declare the abundance of the wealth that just showered down in our lives, Father God, and that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. We decree and declare that our word is law. We decree and declare that addiction is broken, whether it be drugs, food, or anything that is not good of our temple, Father God. We trust you even in a dark place, Father God, for we know you are the light within us that shines through and all is well. We thank you for traveling favor in that area, Father God. We thank you for our young people, our young men, Father God, their covering, their protection, God. Thank you for covering them. Those, Father God, still in those countries devastated by trauma, Father God, we thank you for we see a way through, God. We see help coming through, Father God, and we thank you for that. Those people who are in those areas helping out. Thank you, God, for hearing our cries, hearing those cries, Father God, for we walk in victory. We walk in sight beyond sight, Father God, and we thank you even that we can see, Father God, sight beyond sight. Now, Father God, in my spirit, I'm just holding up Maddie Young and even Prophetess Antoinette Harris, Father God, and even Prophetess Naomi in this hour, Father God. Touch those sisters, Father God. Strengthen their bodies, Father God. Bless them in a special way. We thank you for our Archbishop and Pastor Jordan as the conference is coming around. Continue to hold, speak through them, minister through them, that they speak words of life, Father God, staying on the path. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we just thank you this evening, God. And Lord, as we speak your word, God, we know that hearing your word increases our faith, God. We pray, Father God, that you bring joy and gladness to your people, God. And we pray, God, that as we speak your word by faith, and we know that faith comes by hearing your word, God, and the powerful truths, God, build us up in the holiest and the strength and strengthen our faith, God, once again, God. We thank you, Father God, that we prosper in all of our ways. And we thank you, Father God, that we prosper in our relationships. We thank you, Father, that you strengthen our relationships and that you renew us, restore us, and bless us. Bless our associations, bless our business connections, bless our families, bless our enemies. And Father God, we thank you, God, that you open our eyes of understanding, that we may know you like we've never known you before, God. And we pray, God, that we even build our relationship with you and we become one with you, God. And that we walk, Father God, and talk with you, and that we have our cool in the day with you, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving us in new directions and new dimensions, God. We pray, Father God, that you will move by your Spirit, God, and that you will open up, Father God, the breakthrough, God, and the harvest, God, and that we will begin to reap, Father God, the harvest, and that you would restore your people, God. We thank you, Father God, for elevation this evening, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you have blessed mankind, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you have done for us, God, thus far, God. And we continue to give you the praise, God, and to give you the glory, because there is none like you. We thank you, Father God, for moving obstacles out of our way, God. We thank you for moving challenges that weren't sent by you, God. We thank you that you've made the crooked places straight, God, and that you've given us a new path, and you set our feet, Father God, in a new direction, Father God. We thank you that wherever our feet trod, that our land is blessed, Father God. We thank you that we're blessed going in, blessed coming out, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're giving us new instructions, Father God, and a new inheritance, and we are going to receive our just rewards, God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing us, God, and we pray for all of those that are on the list, God, that are challenged, whether it be in their health, whether it be in their finances, in their body. We thank you that you are a God of restoration. We thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha, that you heal, God. We thank you that you restore and that you are El Shaddai. You are the many-breasted one, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you provide for your people and that you are more than enough. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving us, God, into our new and out of our old, God. We thank you for our leadership this evening, God. We thank you for the prayer call. And we thank you, Father God, that the prayers of the righteous, Father God, availeth much, God. And we thank you, God, through our prayers, we are moving and shifting. And Father God, things are coming into place and coming into divine order, God. We thank you that we are creating through our prayers, God. And Father God, we are beginning to shift the atmosphere, and we're bringing those things and speaking those things as if they were out of one realm to the next realm, out of the spirit realm into the natural. We thank you, Father God. Now we ask that you bless every person on the line. We ask, Father God, that you stabilize, Father God, each person in their finances, stabilize them in their health, God. We ask that you bring families together on one accord, God, and that we speak peace to our nation, God, and even to our government, God. And we thank you, Father God, that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper and that can prosper, God, and that every tongue that rise against us, thou shalt condemn. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving, God, by your spirit, Father God, and that your word is well and alive, God. And Father, as we begin to decree your word and as we begin to speak your word, God, we believe by faith that it is already done, and so it is. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for being the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by you, O God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, O God. We thank you, God, for restoration, God. We thank you, God, for watching over us as we sleep and waking us up each and every day of our lives, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power, God. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us boldness, O God. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the air that we breathe, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for your love, O God. We thank you, God, for elevation, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for the skills of the doctors and nurses and the drugs you have prepared for those who are for your servants, O God, that you prepared for your servants, O God, and through them, O God. And God, we thank you, God, that all the skills and remedies are not vain without your blessings, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for redeeming the souls of your dear ones who are ill, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for continuing to dwell us together in unity, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for joy and salvation, O God. We thank you, God, for letting your light shine in us, that others will glorify you, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for a breakthrough, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for bills paid in full, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for helping us to be responsive to your will, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear, and our lips that we may speak for you, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh, God. We thank you, God, for all things comes from you. We have nothing of ourselves, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that for all things are beautiful and wonderful, oh God, that you bring us to, oh God. And God, we thank you for the wonderful country in which we live, which we are privileged to live, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for keeping us from strife, and may we continue to live together in unity, God. Keep us free from jealousy and race and class, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for enriching our community in which we live because we walk close to you, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for letting us overcome self-doubt, God. We thank you, God, for success, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for increase, oh God. We thank you, God, for new possibilities, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that all things comes through you. We thank you, God, for laughter. We thank you, God, for creativity, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for all our leaders, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the leader, our leader, Master Prophet and leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people. We thank you, God, for their children, God, their grandchildren, oh God, generations through the fourth in the fifth generation, God. We thank you, God, for blessing all those that's here on this line, oh God. We thank you, God, for blessing their homes, oh God. We thank you, God, for prosperity in their lives, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, dear Lord, and for relationship healing, Father God. We thank you. And we thank you, God, for making us prosperous. And we thank you, God, for making us above only, oh God. And we thank you, God, of these things, dear Lord. And Father God, we thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. And thank you for your hedge of protection around us, our children, and all our loved ones around us. We thank you, God. In your mighty, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Look, I am the one. There is no other God except me. I put some people to death. I bring others to life. I have wounded and I will heal. No one can save you from my power. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. And Father, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we stand on your word on this morning. We give you the glory for your power that rests on this line right now. We release your anointing, God, to flow to every home, through every phone line, touching and healing everyone under the sound of our voice, strengthening them, God, in the name of Jesus, breaking the bands of wickedness, every generational curse of abuse, of addiction, of rape, of incest, God, we curse it in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the minds and hearts of your people to heal every battle scar, to heal every childhood wound, to heal every spirit of abuse, to heal every traumatic experience, to heal and restore. We decree and declare debt cancellation, restoration and repair. in the lives of your people. We decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we pull down every stronghold of the enemy. We reroute every spirit of witchcraft. We send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every negative word spoken, every negative prayer prayed, we send it back to the Shatta, to the sender in the name of Jesus. We lift up our archbishop and our pastor. We decree and declare divine protection, divine provision, and divine direction in the double sheta in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus prevail over every household. Lord God, your protection and your healing. We command healing in our families. Healing in our families. Healing in relationships. Healing, oh God. Restoration and repair. We bless you, God. Abba Shandalabose. We bless you, oh God, for the victory. Victory and breakthrough. Victory and breakthrough. Victory and Ashataba. Victory and breakthrough. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Victory. Victory. I need you all to help me. There's a song that says, "Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine." Well, God bless you, people of God. I know we can just praise for another 30 minutes. I tell you, God is moving. God is moving by his Spirit. And we just thank the Lord for Jesus and his atoning blood that cleanses us from all of our sins. Amen and amen. Well, all right, I'm trying to make the shift now. I'm going to have to assign someone to take over these announcements, because this, I tell you, is just very challenging for me to shift out of prayer mode into an announcement mode. So I need one of you prophetesses to step up and help me with this here. But I'll do it for now. But we're going to talk about taking this off my hands, because I tell you, it's a challenge to make that shift, because I could pray another 30 minutes. I just feel the anointing. Amen. But please, let's govern ourselves accordingly to the following announcements. I'm going to humbly ask that you remain on the call to hear the conclusion of the whole matter, so you can be knowledgeable of what is going on in the ministry. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And join Pop Life Radio 12 noon Monday through Friday. Amen. At the Pop Life Radio crew, they're reviewing information concerning the upcoming prophetology, which is February 23rd through the 26th. And they're also answering questions regarding entering into the prophetic order for those of you who feel a call of God into the prophetic. This is an opportunity to have questions answered, so you can learn about that process and costs, etc. Amen. 8 p.m., amen. You know our very own prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah. A man has been teaching out of his soul on every night at Monday through Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. You want to join him. Amen. And be blessed by the teaching and ministering of the prophets on the call. Amen. Also, January 21st, mark your calendars, January 21st through the 31st. That's 10 days of heaven on earth with the master prophet, our Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, and Prophet Samson Amatang out of Ghana and the UK. Amen. He's bi-coastal. Amen. And God uses him and his brothers, amen, in the prophetic in a very powerful way. Amen. We all are acquainted with his younger brother, Prophet Daniel Amatang, a mighty man of God. Well, this is an older brother, amen, and God uses him mightily as well. And the services will be Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, 12 noon, Sunday, 11 a.m., and again at 4 p.m. And you want to, amen, call 888-831-0434 if you have any additional questions concerning the revival. Amen. With the prophecology, amen, registration is over if you have not registered. Amen. If you just, if it were an oversight, I don't know. You can call the customer care line, and amen. I don't know if grace will be extended to you for late registration. I don't know. I'm not responsible for that. But you can call and see if there's any grace for those of you who are in the Book of the Month Club who are attending prophecology, but you neglected to register to secure your hotel. Amen. You need to get on the phone, call 888-831-0434 to make sure that your registration is in place. Amen. Don't show up to prophecology and you have not registered, you won't have a room. Amen. All right. Also, you want to submit your prayer request at www.pastordeborahjordan.com and submit your prayer request there. Amen. Let us pray with and for you and your families. Let us let the prophet stand with you. Let us be a yes on the wall on your behalf. Amen. Also, we want to be a blessing, amen, to the ministry, amen. Sow a seed, amen. The law of abundance cycle has returned, amen, and respond to the letters that you're getting in your email, amen. There's offerings there, e-books that Bishop has offered from time to time. You want to be in the receiving end of what Archbishop is presenting to us. You don't want to miss the opportunities. I mean, every time you have an opportunity to receive one of the publications by Bishop and Pastor Deborah, you don't want to miss it because these are books and offers that are not available on Amazon.com or any of the other sites where you can purchase some of his other books. Amen. Our Bishop has published now about 3,000 books, I believe, and you don't want to miss out on receiving any offerings. So, amen, just respond to the letters, amen, and sow a seed tonight of any amount, just saying thank you. Let our Archbishop know that you're grateful for this time, the space that he has carved out, amen, through Lady Deborah, for us to come and pray and gather, amen, and stand together in unity, amen, and bombard heaven together as one force, amen, in the earth, amen. Text to give is 646-762-0433. Again, 646-762-0433. Also, this is Pastor Deborah's birthday month, And we are sowing to say thank you. Amen. 58 is her number. Amen. And any amount with the 58 in it, or $58, $158, $1,058, whatever God has blessed you with, amen. You might have $1.50, but put 58 cents on the end of it just to let her know, I'm thinking of you. I appreciate you. I stand with you. I thank God for you. Amen. And we say, go, Pastor Deborah, go, as she continues to stand with our Archbishop, as they together globalize the prophetic. We need to send them out. We need to stretch. And we, as they stretch, we have to stretch. As they lean in, we got to lean in. Amen. Because we got to cover them in prayer. Amen. But we have to cover them with our seed. Amen. We have to, and what you do for a man and woman of God, God will do for you. You want to sow into this anointing because you want this harvest. Amen. You want the harvest. Amen. Don't sow in dry ground. Don't sow in shaky ground. Don't sow in ground and iffy ground where you don't really know what's going on over there. You know what's going on over here. The table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Deliverance is here. Healing is here. The power of God is here. The word of the Lord is here. Sow your seed. Amen. And eliminate your need. Sow your seed and stop the bleed. Sow your seed and stop the greed. Sow your seed. Amen. Give so you can live. Hey, Shakaraba. Oh, my God. Today I'm about to, oh, Lord, I need to let you all go. Amen. And join us again for another Midnight Cry with our very own pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, our leading lady, the wife of our Archbishop. Amen. 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And advertise, if you're on Facebook, go to Pastor Deborah's page. Take that flyer, share it on your wall, amen, so people can know, hey, this is where I can go for prayer. This is where I can go, and the prophets are praying, amen. God bless you all. Prophets, did I miss anything?
No, prophet.
I don't hear anybody. All right. I need y'all to speak quickly. Amen. I need y'all to not leave me hanging with the dead air and all that. But I thank God for each of you, prophets. I will not be remiss in thanking you for your stand and your continued faithfulness. Amen. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we are grateful for your continued support. And Pastor Deborah and Archbishop loves and thank you. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Peace.